Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear family members, my pranams to you. Nowadays, we are all watching that extremely in-depth interest has been inculcated in the mind of many people belonging to all the categories, Hindus, Christians, Muslims, and the so-called progressives also. Many people have started listening Veda mantras. Many people have started playing Veda DVD in their homes, and they started listening Veda mantra in their office, and they started copying it and distributing to other people. We feel very happy, extremely happy, to see that the messages given through the YouTube are spreading very fast to all categories of Indians. We were explaining about Vedas, and remember that we were only explaining the outline of Vedas. We are not going deep into Vedas and going the in-depth point of Vedas practically remain impossible. But still, listening the Veda through the pen drive, memory card or DVD brought out by Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage and also uploaded in our website IISHORG, these are all being extremely well utilized by the people. So when you listen Veda mantra, make it a point that try to concentrate on that. As I told earlier, even if you are listening Veda mantras without knowing the meaning, and with knowing the meaning, both these have got excellent result in your brain, as 24 types of hormones are produced. Those hormones are known as curative chemicals. Serotonin, isoserotonin, endorphin, endomorphin, these are all the major hormones produced in the brain when we are listening the Veda mantras. And the effect is known as neuro-linguistic effect. And remember that the brain waves will become normal. Heartbeat, blood pressure, cholesterol level, adrenaline level, etc. That will be maintained in a stabilized way, so that curative effect will be produced in the body. Curative effect. With knowing the meaning, remember that the messages are so good. Veda mantra gives the basic messages, and the basic messages of Veda mantras are demonstrated as the life of the people through Ramayana, Mahabharata, and as the stories through Puranas. So they are all directly linked with the Vedas. So we say the foundation of Indian spirituality, the most important literature of the Hindus, we call them as Vedas, plural. Rigveda, Yajurveda. Yajurveda has got two recensions, Krishna Yajurveda, which has got poems and prose. Shukla Yajurveda, only poems, hymns are there. And Samaveda, Rigveda Mantra, chanted in the highly poetical, musical way as songs. We call it as Samagana. Gana means, you know, it is the music, songs. Atharva Veda, connected with common man problem, common man's problem, and they are dealing with the common subject like agriculture, diseases, and so many common factors. These are all the four Vedas we explained earlier for the last 10 episodes. After that we entered into Brahmanas. Here Brahmana does not mean a caste system or a position or a title. Brahmana means Brahminical literature, which primarily explains about performing yagas, yajnas, havanas, and so on. But Brahmanas also give other information. Rigveda has got Aitareya Brahmana and Kaushitaki Brahmana, Sangyayana Brahmana, which are very, very complicated for understanding. So, generally, Rigveda Brahmana needs commentary for understanding. Without interpretation, without a commentary, understanding about Rigvedic Brahmana becomes very difficult. Yajurvedic Brahmana is Shatapada Brahmana, having 100 chapters. It's not that difficult to understand. It is a mixture of Vedic Sanskrit and modern Sanskrit. So you can easily understand Shatapada Brahmana if you have got a little background of the Sanskrit language. And Samaveda Brahmanas are many, many Brahmanas. There are very small Brahmana, Samavidana Brahmana, Abhuda Brahmana, Buddha Brahmana, Vamsa Brahmana, Chandokya Brahmana, Prauda Brahmana, Panjavimshat Brahmana, Shadvimshat Brahmana, and so on. They explain the Yagas, they explain about the great rishis who composed Samaveda, they also explain the spiritual content of Sanatana Dharma, they also gives the Vamshavali of the generations of the Samavedic scholars and rishis. Atharva Veda Brahmana is Gupta Brahmana, Upada Brahmana. These two names of the Brahmana, Shatapada Brahmana of Yajurveda, Gopada Brahmana of Atharva Veda, these two are very, very important as far as the historians are concerned. Historians are concerned. Because it gives lot of, these two, not it, they give lot of information about ancient Indian sociological, anthropological, psychological, spiritual, ritualistic, and so on knowledge. Not merely information, but knowledge. So, Brahmanas are the literature at present not that much important for a common man. Because they explain mainly about the yaga performance and historical aspects, and learning those literature is not that much important for a common man. So after Vedas comes Brahmanas. 18 Brahmanas are now available. After Brahmanas come the Aranyakas. Aranyakas are the rituals, explanation of the rituals given primarily for those people who are following the sannyasa and vanaprastha after grihastha ashrama, living with the family members for about 50-55 years. Naturally, the family responsibility will be given to the eldest son in the family, and the father after 50 and 55, in between 50 and 55, the father used to go to vanaprastha for doing social services in hospitals, animal hospitals, and old age home, or in some ashrams or in some schools or in some hermitage. So we can see vanaprastha, the vidyabhyasa, education is done during brahmacharya. After brahmacharya comes the grihastha, after grihastha comes the sannyasa and vanaprastha. Vanaprastha and sannyasa, or sannyasa and vanaprastha. During the sannyasa and vanaprastha, generally the father of the family, they used to relinquish the family responsibility, give up all the family responsibility to the eldest son and go to the hermitage, as I told you, or sannyasa ashram or Himalayas. They have to perform every day certain rituals in the simplest possible way. So the abridged version of the customs and rituals to be performed by the sannyasa ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, the abridged forms of the customs and rituals are given in Aranyaka based literature. Aranyaka based literature. They are very simple books. At present we can say they are not that much important for a common man, because nowadays very few people go after grihastha ashrama to sannyasa and vanaprastha. Nowadays, after grihastha ashrama, generally people used to go to hospital ashrama. They generally used to go to the hospital. And here vanaprastha and sannyasa are generally absent throughout India. Very rarely some people follow that. For them too, the Aranyaka based literature, they are generally not following. But Aranyakas give the rituals and customs to be performed by an individual who adopt sannyasa and vanaprastha, or vanaprastha and sannyasa, after grihastha ashrama. So the rituals explained in Aranyakas. Aranyaka word means forest. Aranya means forest, those who are going to the forest. Generally in olden days, what is done, the experience gained during Brahmacharya, experience gained during grihastha ashrama, they are all compiled as small books when people go to vanaprastha. When people go to vanaprastha, that is why the people have got dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Moksha means relinquishing all the worldly life and preparing for going to, for going from the worldly life, going from the worldly life to the other life. So one by one the worldly bondage are broken, then going to vanaprastha. There they have to perform little bit of the rituals, aranyakas. So Rigveda has got Aitareya Aranyaka. Only one book is available. Yajurveda does not have any Aranyaka, but little bit of the Aranyaka subject is given with Brahmana. With Shatapada Brahmana, Aranyaka subject is given for Yajurvedic scholars. Samaveda does not have Aranyaka at all. Adharva Veda has got little bit Aranyaka subject in the Gopada Brahmana. So remember that Aranyaka books are available in minimum. Sometimes it can also be said that only very few books are available which explain the subject of Aranyaka. For a common man, learning Aranyaka is only a time pass interest. There need not be a deep interest in learning Aranyaka, because they are not that much relevant for the common man's life, because nowadays nobody used to go to vanaprastha and sannyasa after grihastha ashrama. Remember that these Aranyakas are meant for sannyasis or vanaprasthas after grihastha. There are hundreds and hundreds of sannyasis who directly go to sannyasa without opting for grihastha ashrama. For them, Aranyakas are not at all relevant. Could you understand what I said? Those who are going from brahmacharya, that is common for everybody. Grihastha-ashrama is not common for everybody. Nowadays hundreds and thousands of sannyasis are there. All over the world, they have directly gone to sannyasa from brahmacharya without going to grihastha-ashrama. Only somebody is going to vanaprastha and sannyasa through grihastha-ashrama. For them only aranyakas are important. So Vedas are there, Brahmanas are there, aranyakas are there. After aranyakas comes the most important Upanishads, which are 108 in number. So 108 Upanishads are there, which we call as the important Upanishads. There are some unimportant Upanishads also. Why did I say unimportant Upanishads? They are not literally unimportant. They do not come under this 108 Upanishads. So some Upanishads are even being written nowadays also. Sai Upanishad is there, Upanishad explaining about Sai Baba. Ramakrishna Upanishad is there, Vivekananda Upanishad is there. Some Christians have written Christava Upanishad. And Aurangzeb's son-in-law was a Brahmin. He got converted to Islam. He has written Allah Upanishad. So many people nowadays used to write Upanishad. Some people may also write Upanishad about Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi or Modi. They can also write Upanishad, no problem. The only thing is that it will not come under the 108 major Upanishads. Now one should remember that these 108 Upanishads are classified under 5 categories. These 108 Upanishads are classified under 5 categories. Rigvediya Upanishad, Shukla Yajurvediya Upanishad, Krishna Yajurvediya Upanishad, Samavediya Upanishad, Adarva Vediya Upanishad. So Rigvediyam, Krishna Yajurvediyam, Shukla Yajurvediyam, Samavediyam, Adarva Vediya Upanishad. Why we call it as Rigvediya Upanishad? Rigvediya Upanishads are those Upanishads composed by Rigvedic scholars. The scholars, Vedic pandits, Vedic scholars who followed completely in their life the Rigveda, they composed those Upanishads which are known as Rigvediya Upanishad. Rigvediya Upanishad. Those Vedic scholars who are following exclusively Krishna Yajurveda, they composed the Upanishad which are known as Krishna Yajurvediya Upanishad. Similarly, Shukla Yajurvediya Upanishad, then those Vedic scholars who are following Samaveda in their life as a tradition, as a gotra, they composed the Upanishad which are known as Samavediya Upanishad, and like that Adarva Vediya Upanishad. So Rigvediya Upanishads are 16 in number. Shukla Yajurvediya Upanishad 32, I think. Krishna Yajurvediya 31. Samavediya Upanishad again 30 or something. And Adarva Vediya Upanishad 17 in number. If you are adding all these Upanishads, you can see it will come 108. There may be little bit here and there number difference when I explained it to you about the Veda number. But our ancient Indian rishis, they have very specifically written the Krishna Yajurvediya, Shukla Yajurvediya, Rigvediya, Samavediya and Adarva Vediya Upanishad. Not only that, if you want to know which Upanishad belong to which Veda, each class of Upanishad has got their own Shanti Mantra. Say for example, Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. This is the Shanti Mantra for a particular class of Upanishad. Bhadram Karne Vishrunu Yamadeva भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः दुष्टवागं सस्तनोभिर्विषेम देवहीतं यदायुः. This belongs to a particular class of Upanishadic Shanti Mantra. Sahanavavado sahanaubhunakto sahabhidhyam garvavahai tejasvinavadhidamastu mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is the Shanti Mantra of another class of Upanishad. Asatoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya is the Shanti Mantra for another set of Upanishad. Then aapyayant mamangani vaak pranaha chakshuh srotramalam indriyani cha sarvani is the Shanti Mantra for the fifth class of Upanishad. So remember that our forefathers have written the 108 Upanishad in the order of their importance. Remember, this 108 number is written in the order of their importance. What does it mean? The first Upanishad, which is known as Ishavasya Upanishad, the last Upanishad, Muktika Upanishad, these are all written in the order of their importance. And remember that first Upanishad is the most important, then comes the second, then comes the third, then comes the fourth. And all these Upanishads are classified in another category, as I told you earlier. Rigvediya Upanishad, Shukla Yajurvediya Upanishad, Krishna Yajurvediya Upanishad, Samavediya Upanishad, Atharvavediya Upanishad. What is the subject matter of Upanishad? Upanishad. What does it mean? Upa means nearer. Upa means nearer. Nishad means taking you. Upanishad means the knowledge, the literature, which takes you nearer to the absolute truth. Nearer to the final point of Hindu Dharma. Nearer to the last word of God, divinity. It takes the last point of the Hindu knowledge as Dvaitam or Advaitam. So we have got Rigveda, we have got Vedas, after that Brahmanas, after that Aranyakas, after that Upanishad. This is very specifically known as Vedic literature. Vedic literature. In the Vedic literature strata, Vedas come first and Upanishad comes last. Since Upanishad comes last, we call the Upanishad as Vedanta. Anda means last point. Anda means last point. Vedanta means in the Vedic literature, it comes the last. So, Vedanta. So, generally we Indian used to say, don't talk me about Vedanta. I am not interested in that. Vedanta is the philosophy. Vedanta is the essence of Vedas. Vedanta gives you the last messages of the absolute knowledge. And Vedanta gives you the churned out of butter from the milk. So Upanishad, learning Upanishad is very interesting, and understanding Upanishad is difficult, and practicing Upanishad is practically impossible for a common man. Remember that. Why I am telling like that? It gives the highest level of knowledge. So talking about Upanishad, if somebody is writing Kristava Upanishad, somebody is writing Allah Upanishad, it can never come even nearer to any of the Hindu Upanishad, because that is merely adoring and praising Jesus Christ and Allah. Whereas these Upanishads are not like that. These Upanishads gives an ultimate and absolute knowledge about the absolute truth about the life, absolute truth about the mind, absolute truth about Panja Buddha, absolute truth about Panja Jnanendriya, Panja Karmendriya, Panja Prana. It gives the knowledge about the Atma, Paramatma, and so on. So it is not just like a Upanishad explanation giving books. So when we understand, these are all like that. These are all giving a distorted version. If you have got respect towards Jesus Christ, it is your duty to make some other literature instead of copying the word Upanishad to that. That is purely cheating, as they used to do in other cases also. So Veda, when Bible is called Veda, these two are entirely different literature. It is that inherent cheating tendency in the blood present in the bishops and cardinals and Christian missionaries. They use these words. Why not they teach the Bible as Bible only? Why they take the word Veda? This is distorting even the real message of Veda, real message of Hindu Dharmic literature. So that creating a confusion, and in the name of Indianization. Why I said this one, you know, many Sanskrit Hindu based words are taken nowadays by Christians exclusively for distorting and creating confusion in the mind of Hindus for converting them into Christianity. This they have followed in all other countries. That is why beyond a limit this cheating will not exist in the, that's why in America, England and European countries, the so-called Christians have already given up the Bible and the Christianity. Why it is so? The whatever is to be survived, whatever is to be protected by the nature, whatever is to be maintained in the earth, the nature will protect them and nature will maintain them. If you are going in a distorted, adharmic, fraud pathway, it will never be existing on the surface of the globe. Nature will wipe them out. That is what is happening now in America, European countries and developed countries. There are no people for going to the churches and praying and other things. Even their church fathers are begging for making their livelihood. I am not telling anything against a religion, but a crooked, fraud, adharmic, untruthful pathway adopted by the Christians. Now you can directly see in India, Kerala, they are doing it, and the leaders for doing these distorted versions are exclusively Kerala Christians. They are doing these negatives. And I am giving not a negative comment about something in the end of this one. So don't think that when Bible and Vedas are same, don't think that Allah Upanishad and Christava Upanishad and the real Hindu Upanishad are same. You cannot even compare these two. As I told you, Panja Prana, Panja Buddha, Panja Karmendriya and Panja Jnanendriya, mind, soul, Atma, Paramatma, these are the subject of explanation in the Upanishad, which take you nearer to the absolute truth. So you should understand that Vedas, Brahmanas, Aranyakas, Upanishads are the Vedic literature of which Upanishad come at the end. So they are known as Vedanta, essence of Vedas, explained in a very systematical way. My request to you, you should study at least one Upanishad, Ishavasi Upanishad. At least one Upanishad, 18 mantras are there. It is the part of Yajurveda also. So most glorious Upanishad. That is why in the 108th Upanishad, Ishavasi Upanishad comes as the first Upanishad. The most important 18 subjects are explained in each line, Veda mantra. So Ishavasi Upanishad, 18 mantras are there, taken from Yajurveda as its 40th chapter. And if you start learning Veda mantra, if you start learning Upanishad mantras and messages, it will be a thrilling experience to you. With these words, I would like to express my pranams to you. Thank you very much.